glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship sweet up. Knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Listening friend, welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's March 11th, 2014. A few days ago, I had two guests in the studio, and we had about a 40-45 minute conversation. And today you'll hear part two, primarily Hillary Lewis Nicole, who's the Area Director of Africa. Yes, the continent of Africa. He was brought here by my good friend Huey Freeman, and we left off yesterday with Hillary talking about how after the age of 15, and being mentored for a number of years by Youth for Christ staff, and then being recruited to be on staff, the progression of his promotions, and how he ended up as Africa Area Director. This will be mentioned throughout the broadcast, but you can find out more at yfci.org. yfci.org, and click on Africa, and then find Hillary Lewis Nicole's name. I'm backing up a little of yesterday's story as Hillary recounts God's leading for him to become the Africa Area Director. When did you say, okay, Lord, this is the calling. I'm to be on staff with Youth for Christ. And then how do you get the position of African Area Director? I mean, I just think it's such a great title. Like, so where do you serve? Africa. Yeah, like what province or what part of Africa? All of Africa.
That's a misnomer, by the way. When we say Africa area, it's actually is the continent of Africa.
Right.
You know, actually, a unique story again. I remember after doing the tour, we toured the U.S. in 1989 for 4 months. And after the U.S., we went to Canada and then we made our way down to Africa. We toured some African nations. I went back home and the national director then, Don Osman, he was saying to me, Hillary, I think you can join us. You can be a part of Youth for Christ. Oh, I disdained it. I didn't want to be a part of Youth for Christ because I had studied French. I was looking for some kind of a UN job, you know, to be translating and get the big bucks, you know. You know, but, and when he said that to me, I said, nah, you know. So then I was in a relationship with my girlfriend, Mel Rose, who is now my wife. And we were talking one day and I said to her, you know, Don is asking me to be a part of Youth for Christ. I don't feel like it. And then she said something. It was like a bombshell. She said, you don't know if this is God's will for your life. And it resonated in my spirit. I felt something on the inside and I said, my goodness. You know what, Mark? The next day I got dressed. And then I went all the way to the Youth for Christ office and I said, Don, I'm ready. I'm ready to work. And that's how it started. I started working as a staff of Youth for Christ. And before you know it, that was in 1990. In 1995, I was asked to serve as the national director. So I came out to the U.S. here, did some staff course, and then went back and became the national director in 1996. And then after that, served for many years. And 2007, I was asked to be in charge of West Africa. So I was in charge of 7 West African nations, namely Sierra Leone, Liberia, Guinea, Nigeria, Ghana, the Gambia, and Guinea-Bissau. And so, in 2007, that same year, we had some meetings and they were talking about, you know, the area director of the continent was going to leave. And they were saying, oh, what can we do now? And they were looking around the table. We had meeting, leadership meeting, and they said, oh, Hillary is one of our young leaders here. Hillary can be one of them. Man, my heart leaped. I said, what? Are you guys crazy on the inside? Are you guys crazy? Who would be able to handle such a responsibility? So that was my first reaction. But then after a while, I pondered over it. You know, the area director then said to me, Hillary, would you consider this? I said, you know what? Let me talk to my wife. So I called up my wife. I said, Melrose, this is the story. What would you say? She said, it's up to you. You have to make that. And then I said, okay, I'll give it a try. And then that was it. I gave it a try and the president went to South Africa, interviewed all of the guys. And finally, you know, I was the only one left and man, my head was pounding. I said, what? You know, but finally finally it came to be that I was appointed the area director in 2010.
So the last, basically,
the last
3 years.
Yeah, three years. 4 now. Yeah.
Well, hey, you've been bringing up Melrose, who I think you call endearingly Sweet Mel.
Sweet Mel.
How
yes.
did you two meet? And she obviously sounds like a follower of Jesus and somebody that God used to bless you and raise with you your four children. But where did you meet? What's some of that love story?
You know, some interesting story again. I have so many interesting stories, you know. I remember I was in another relationship before that. You know, I had been in this relationship for like 3 years, and this lady dumped me. And she dumped me when I was taking my final year exam.
I love all your language. You know, you're so like, you could live here in America. You're using making
nice.
The big bucks. I mean, we use that term, dumps me. I'm just kind of surprised.
I think I spent too much time with you, Mark.
Yeah.
You know, so I remember that time, you know, after 3 years, she did, and man, it was so tough. I was going to take my last exam paper, and man, I sat down there. I was going to write, you know, and I could see her face on the paper, and I was saying, how I wish I had a gun. How I wish I had something to just get rid of this lady. And so I went down, you know, I write short stories, I write poems, I write songs. I wanted to write a poem. Never trust a woman.
And then
God said, no, they are not all the same. You know, so I was now, you know, just praying to God. I said, God, you need to lead me on. You need to direct me. So I remember we were moving house on this day. It was a few months after that incident. We were moving house and my cousin came over to see us. She came along with Melrose and another lady. We sat down in the house. I mean, I was dirty, you know, just moving things all around. And we sat down there. And lo and behold, Melrose knew about my former girlfriend. You know, so as we were having the discussion, she was saying, Hillary, so where's your girlfriend? And it was hard to tell the story, but I said, you know, we've been together, but she dumped me, and this was the story. And, you know, I was kind of looking down, you know, I couldn't raise up my eyes, you know, to look at them. We continued our discussion, but then as we were speaking, I remember they asked me a question, and as I looked up to look at the three ladies sitting before me, I saw a flash. There was a light that shone above Melrose. And right there, I said in my heart, this is my wife.
Wow.
And so right there, what I did, I said, I played it cool, you know. I was not in too much of a hurry because I know God was doing something. So when they took off, you know, I saw them off, and later on I called my cousin. I said, who is that lady? You know, I described her, and she said, oh, that's Melrose. We're going to this church. She's a solid Christian and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, I would love to get to know her a little bit more. And she said, okay, that's good. I said, can you give me her number? I got the number from my cousin, and then I started to call Melrose just to befriend her a little bit, to know her a little bit. And then I think after a few weeks, I said, oh, can I make a stop? Can I visit with you? I went over to visit with her. Can you imagine on that first day, I went to visit Melrose, and then we sat down after talking and talking. The mother came out and said, wow. You know, she called Melrose aside and said, do you know that guy? Then Mel said, he's a friend. I met him a few weeks back. And the mother said, wow, that guy can sing. That guy can sing, you know. So somehow God was doing something already. So
you always want the mother-in-laws on board.
That's right. By the end of our time, I looked at Mel straight in the eyes and said, Melrose, you know, I want to start a relationship with you. And this is for serious. This is for real. I want to marry you. And she was like, what? Okay. You know, it was those days where, you know, it's not common these days where you want to start a relationship and you spend time, you seek the face of God. Now you go to church and you see young dudes, they're looking all around, just seeing the ladies and the beautiful girls and trying to make their pick and all of that. No, those days we sought the face of God to direct us in our choice of our partner. So She said, okay, can you give me some time to pray? And I did. I said, oh, fine with me, but I want you to know this. I work with Youth for Christ and I'm a ministry man. So if you're ever going to say yes to me, know that you're going to get married to a ministry man. So that was what I said to her, and then I took off. And I would be praying as well, and she would come visit with me. And then after a while, I said to her, what's up? What's going on? Do you have a word for me now? And then she came one day and said, you know what? I have been praying. At some point, as I pray for you guys, there was another guy who had approached me before. The two pictures would be kind of in my mind, and as I would be praying, your picture would stand out to me that you are the man for my life. And so that was it. So Melrose made a decision. It was in 1988, you know, and she said yes to me. And in 1991, I said, oh, would you now marry me? So I took her to the altar and we made a vows.
And now God has gifted you with four children.
Four kids, yes, four children.
And what are their ages?
We have Taiwo, who is 25. She's like a foster child. And then Leon, 18, Mallory, 15, and Hillrose, 9. Those are my biological kids.
All gifts from God. And I know earlier you mentioned that Jeremiah 29:11, and I guess you've seen that not only in your marriage, in your ministry work, but throughout all your life. Tell us why that's a special verse for you.
Oh, yes, because I know that God's plans for me are good. As I look at my life, as I look at where He has taken me from, I know that He's a God that fulfills destiny. And constantly I would be in my home, I would put my hands on my head, and I would shout out to God, God, may I fulfill destiny. I see Him as the God of destiny. I see Him as the God who leads me on, and He has taken me through so much in life, and I just know that He has good plans for me. And if I tell you my story of how I even became the area director, I remember I was in Meadowbrook, somebody said to me, Hillary, I was sharing the story about my being the area director, and the lady walked up to me and said, Hillary, you know what? When you came around in 1996... you gave us like a brochure, your picture, and I put that picture on the fridge. Whenever I would go past that fridge, God would say to me, I have something bigger for this guy. I was in my church. I had two people walk up to me. One came up to me. It was late 2007. She said, Pastor, I had a dream last night. I said, what was it? She said, oh, you were in front of crowds, huge crowds. Just, I don't know what God is doing. I said, really? And another man walked up to me and said, Pastor, I don't know what, but it looks like you're going to have another promotion. I said, I just did. I just had one. You know, I was made the regional director just the early part of 2007. He said, no, I don't think that's one. That's the one. I think it's something else. I said, well, let's be praying. And so I was praying, and then this AI director thing came up, and lo and behold, you know, there you go, AI director. You know, so God has
area director is maybe an understatement. How about continent director?
Yes, continent.
Continent
the whole
of
African,
Africa.
Yeah, it's the sub-Saharan Africa all the way west from Mauritania and all the way east to Kenya to the Horn and down south to South Africa and the islands. That's the area I cover.
In case you're just tuning in, we have Hillary Lewis Nicole in the studio. He's from West Africa, but he's the area director of all of Africa, the continent Africa. Yes, it's a very large territory, and he's working for Youth for Christ. He's working for God, employed by Youth for Christ. And before I ask you a little more, because I'm going to read the Jeremiah 29:11 for all some right. of our listeners that are maybe familiar with that verse. Others, it's like, I think, a life verse for so many people. But how can people get in touch with you or Youth for Christ or the ministry work that you're doing? Maybe somebody right now is thinking, shoot, I got to write a check, or I'm going to pray for this man, or I want some more materials, or I know some Youth for Christ organizations in America, but I got a real heart now for Africa, for the vision that you have for that continent and the work you're doing. So is there a phone number or a website, or what's the best way for people to maybe get in touch with your ministry work?
I think the best way, Mark, is for them to go to the website, www.yfci.org, and then you click on Africa, and you get to see everything about what I do. And you can even, if you want to donate, there's a part there that you can click and you can make your donation. So that's that simple.
YFCI.org. Yes. YFCI.org. Look for Africa and then find the name Hillary Lewis Nickel.
That's right.
And that Hillary is Hillary. And thank you. We're able to break this into two broadcasts, 2 days of sharing some of your story. And Huey, thanks for recognizing how God's working through him, getting a hold of me and saying, Mark, you want to have this individual in the studio, because he was a real inspiration to you a few days ago, wasn't he?
It's a great pleasure to meet someone who is a genuine son of God and a servant of God and someone who inspires us to have genuine faith in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Now, Hillary, you mentioned and referenced the Jeremiah 29:11, but let me read it for our listeners and then maybe highlight some other ways that you've seen God prove faithful and true to his word and through the ministry work that he's doing through Youth for Christ in Africa, because I'm sure you're seeing people come to know him. You're seeing youth that maybe were radically wild or crazy, and the transformational work that he's done through some of these gatherings and meetings. But Jeremiah 29:11, at least the NIV version, is, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Tell us a little about that future, the future you see for Youth for Christ, or the future for that listener today that's maybe feeling insecure in their faith. Maybe they're feeling like out of the loop, like God's not blessing them. Maybe God doesn't care for them. Or maybe even that person that's saying, this God stuff, I don't know. I don't even think there is such a thing or a power. So tell us a little more about that verse. Break it down for us.
Mark, God is so real. God is so real. God is at work in Africa, and I am proud to be a part of what God is doing in Africa. When God gave us the vision basically is to be God's catalyst in faithfully developing a pan-African generation of young people who will be characterized by prowess in spiritual warfare, boldness in evangelism, passion in social involvement, and godliness in leadership, reflecting an exemplary Christian life. I mean, we've seen that vision. I mean, that's the hope. We believe firmly in this, that that's the hope for Africa. If Africa is to change, if Africa is to experience God, it's the young people. It's the young people who would be out there and would make that difference. I have seen thousands of lives being changed, thousands of lives just following God, just coming to God. Countries where there's been war, after the war, thousands coming to know God because they've realized that it's only Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's only in Jesus that you can find salvation. I shared a story in the church, at the church, about these young people. You know, we have like young people spending time to pray, you know, young people going out there to do evangelism. And that's what excites us when we see young people coming in their numbers to Christ. We had this group from Sierra Leone. They went to the province and to share the gospel message. They went all around sharing the gospel, and then they had a Saturday rally where they gathered all the young people and all the adults that were there. Everything was all set up. Everything was ready to go for them to do their musical, you know, their concert, and then present the gospel message. Then everything started to go bad. Mics that had been tested, mm-hmm. there had been sound check, you know, things, strings were breaking, guitar strings were breaking. I said, what? But then because the young people, because they understood the times, they knew that there was something there. It was like a spiritual warfare going on. So what did they do? What did they do? They went to the back and just spent some time calling upon God. And they called upon God until they felt a release. Mm-hmm. Then they came back on. When they came back on, everything went well, squeaky clean. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the program, the young people gave their lives to Christ. But then there was an old dude who came forward. He was shabbily dressed. And we were wondering, I was part of the team too. I was there. Oh, what's this dude up to? And the leader went to him and said, sir, do you need any help? He said, yeah, I wanted you guys to know that I was here tonight. When you guys came to the community, you never went around to get the blessing of the chief, the blessing of the juju priest. And you were talking about some power out there. And so I came tonight testing your power. When you started, I was throwing things at you, and it was working. I was getting through to you. But then you went back there. I don't know what you guys went to do back there. When you came back on, I did the same thing to you. And whatever I sent to you came back with twice as much power and hit me. My friend, the God that you serve is a real God. He's a God of power. Mm. And that very night, we saw the life of a juju priest given to Christ. He surrendered to Christ that night. So those are some of the exciting things as we talk about the expected end, as we talk about God's plan. We're seeing lives being changed.
Excuse me, I just want to ask one thing. Please explain what a juju priest is.
A juju priest is like a fetish priest, like a witch doctor. Yeah, so they would always want to fight against you when you were doing the things of God. And that was basically what you're doing. And mind you, when you're going into such territories, you better be solid in the things of God.
Yeah, yeah, all prayed up. And I've shared this principle, this concept, this truth over the years so many different times that this is just kind of like a reminder to me. Whenever we advance God's kingdom power, authority, His principles, His precepts, whenever we want to initiate a new work for Him, whether it's working at the soup kitchen or daily devotionals or leading a Bible study, there's always opposition to thwart, to derail. And here there was an individual, actually like a witch doctor or a priest of the dark side, if you will, or somebody that was opposed to God, and yet God's power proved greater. And thank you, God, that these youth, you and the team, sought after him and prayed and said, God, unleash your power. This is beyond us. A point of application for maybe that listener today is if they're struggling, if they're frustrated, if they feel their life has been thwarted by evil or destruction or despair, stop, pause, say, God, help me. This is beyond me. I don't understand why things aren't working out. And allow him to be that power that unleashes his sovereignty in the situation.
And God has been so faithful. As guys go out there, sometimes they're threatened, they're under threat, you know, they're going to Muslim nations. Everything they do is covertly done, and but they preach the gospel. They're so pumped up to go in there. They take literature in, they take Bibles in. Sometimes we are so scared as the leaders, we say, what? But they're ready to go. It's like God is preparing an army to reach out there so that the young people will get to know him.
Well, Hillary, we're certainly going to be praying up you and your work in the coming days, how God's going to use you throughout the continent of Africa. For our listeners, again, that maybe are just tuning in, today and yesterday's program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, so you can listen anytime or paste the link into an email and send it to a friend. But what, again, is that website that people can go to find out more information or to financially support you? The ministry is Youth for Christ, but you oversee all of Africa, so it's YFC.org, and then look for the link.
Look for the
Africa.
Link to Africa, and then look for Hillary.
Hillary Lewis Nicole.
That's right.
And hey, thank you, Huey, for bringing Hillary out to the country, to the home studio here, and sharing him with us for the last few days. And oh yeah, in closing, how can our listeners most effectively pray for you, Hillary, and the work that you're doing?
It's a massive, massive, massive work. So I would ask that they pray for strength, for wisdom, for God's direction as we plan, as we strategize as a team, and also pray for the family. Many, many times, like even I'm out here now, I leave them behind. It's not easy, but that God will continue to sustain us, to uphold us with his mighty right hand of righteousness.
And all of God's people said, Amen. Hey, thanks
Amen.
For being available. Thanks for being a part of yesterday and today's edition of Mark and Friends. The ministry is Youth for Christ throughout the world, but Hillary oversees all of Africa. So stop by the website, yfci.org, yfci.org.
Youth for Christ International.
Youth for Christ International. And look for the link, Africa, and then look for Hillary's name. Be praying them up, Great News Radio listeners, and allow God to use this man that sold out to him in unique and special ways. A great ministry, Youth for Christ. Hey, it reached you, Hillary, when you were age 15, 16, and look how it comes full circle where God has you on staff there. Wow, what a wonderful story, and what a great God we serve. That passage again was Jeremiah 29:11, a great verse for us all today. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.